and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. Our rendezvous.
Down in our rendezvous, three is company too.
Down at our rendezvous.
Down in our rendezvous, three is company too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, honeys, I'm home.
Why didn't you knock first?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we might not have been decent.
It's all right. I looked first to make sure.
Well, that's okay, then. Here, Jack, as long as you're here, why don't you help Chrissy put up the new shower curtains? I need to get something out of the oven.
Hey, wait. When did you take up cooking?
I haven't. I've got some underwear drying.
Jack, just hand me the new curtain and then you can go, okay?
No, Chrissy, I'll help.
Oh. I'll get it!
Oh, hi, Mr. Furley. It's nice to see you.
Don't get your hopes up. This is not a social call.
Ah, shucks.
Today I'm wearing my landlord hat, and I want to see the man of the house. Oh. Unless he's painting his toenails.
Jack is in the bathroom. Would you excuse me?
Surely.
Thank you.
Okay, Chrissy, I'll get in the tub with you, then we can get it on.
I'll show you what to do.
This isn't exactly the first time I've ever done this.
Maybe so, but girls are better at this than boys.
Come on, Chrissy, a little less talk and a little more action, okay?
Okay, you do your part, I'll do mine. I don't think it'll reach.
Of course not. You've got to unfold it first.
Mr. Furley? Mr. Furley, what are you doing?
Never mind what I'm doing. What are they doing?
Nothing.
Oh, don't give me that. I heard. Rub-a-dub-dub, come hop in my tub. I heard all of it.
You heard all of what?
What is going on in here?
Yeah, I was just asking. How'd you get your clothes on so fast?
What?
What? Don't act so innocent. I know what's what. But how'd you get your clothes on so fast?
Excuse me. What is he talking about?
I don't know. Rub-a-dub-dub, come hop in my tub.
What are you talking about?
Jack, are you going to help me or not?
Aha! How'd you get your clothes on so fast?
What?
Another innocent. I know what you were doing.
Putting up a shower curtain?
That's right. You're...
Putting up a shower curtain?
Well, of course. What'd you think we were doing?
Well, it sounded like you were...
Mr. Furley, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Why? What'd he do?
Nothing. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm so ashamed.
Wait a second, Mr. Furley. What did you come up here for anyway?
I can't remember.
Boy, I have never seen anyone so ashamed of doing nothing.
Uh-huh. I'll be right with you, Chrissy. Can you believe that, Furley?
Yeah,
you mean he thought Chrissy...
Oh! Oh!
Chrissy?
What happened?
Are you okay? What happened?
Oh, I slipped in the tub and I banged my head.
Oh, Chrissy, I told you never to wear your boots in the bathtub.
Fixing the shower curtain. Oh,
come here, come here. Just sit down.
Sit down. Come on. Are you all right?
No, I'm okay.
I'll decide how okay you are. Come on, Chrissy. Focus in now. How many fingers do you see?
Five? Two in a V and three folded down.
It's okay. She's normal.
Yeah. Normal, except for this. Feel that.
Oh, my goodness.
Ow.
You have got a goose egg.
I know.
Chrissy.
Chrissy, look, you better go right to bed and rest.
It's only 8 o'clock. It's too early to go to bed.
Well, if it'll make you feel any better, we'll all go to bed early.
Yeah, I'll go to bed with you.
What?
No, I mean at the same time. Is something burning?
Burning?
Oh, I forgot my underwear in the oven! It's too bad hot pants are out of style.
Oh, Chrissy.
Ow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, what are you doing out here?
Well, it's such a beautiful night, and I couldn't sleep, so I just...
Chrissy, you're supposed to be in bed. You just had a bad whack on the head.
Will you quit babying me? I'm a big girl now.
Oh, you're a big girl now? Well, you're acting like a baby, and I'm going to treat you like one.
Come Chad, here. Will you put me down? Come
no on. Way. I'm taking you to bed whether you like it or not.
Aha! This time I got you dead to rights.
Oh, Mr. Furley, you don't understand.
I don't have to understand. I caught you red-handed.
Mr. Furley, it's not what it looks like.
Oh, don't give me that innocent stuff again. You got the evidence right in your hand.
Mr. Furley,
Jack was not doing anything wrong. He was helping me.
I'll just bet.
Honest, I was. Chrissy, hang on a second. What are you doing up here anyway?
Well, I remembered why I came up here before.
Why?
I forgot again. But clear out of my head. You people are driving me crazy.
Hey, what's going on? I thought we were all going to go to bed together.
Now, you listen to me. This is a respectable place. No Roman orgies here, or else!
Boy, when my head's not right, you both sure get into a lot of trouble.
Chrissy?
Whoa, whoa, Chrissy!
Hey, whoa, Chrissy. Hey, Jack, I don't think Chrissy's feeling too well.
You okay?
Oh, boy, everything just got sort of blurry there for a minute.
Oh, that's it. We're not taking any more chances. Let's get her to a hospital.
Right. You call a cab. I'll get her dressed.
Right.
Okay. I'll get her dressed. You call the cab.
Right.
Okay. You take care of her. I'm so out.
Oh, Chrissy. Sorry, honey.
Okay. I'll call the dress. Then you, help.
I still don't understand why I have to stay here overnight.
Oh, come on, Chrissy, just relax.
Yeah, the doctor said he'd come up and talk to us as soon as he could, then we'll all know.
Why did he have to take so much blood? It's my head that got hit, not my blood.
Let me see if I can go find the doctor, okay?
Thanks, Jack.
Well, if I have to stay here overnight, I'm going to need some things from home.
Oh, okay. What?
Well, get down those two big suitcases from our closet.
Hello, and how are we feeling today?
Oh, well, I'm feeling...
That's good. Now, I need your full name.
Christmas Snow.
Oh, yes, and snow is a fun part of Christmas, isn't it? Now, your real name, please.
Christmas Snow. That is my real name. It's my dad's name, too.
I see. Your father's name is Christmas. Father Christmas?
No, it's Snow. But he's not Christmas. He's Reverend. Well, really, he's Luther, but nobody ever calls him that.
I see.
I was named Christmas, even though I wasn't born on Christmas Day, because my dad said that I was the best present he ever got.
Oh, yes. All right, I'll put that down. Christmas Snow?
Nobody ever calls me Christmas, though. Well, in school, they used to call me Christmas Eve and Christmas Sale and Christmas Stocking. Even Xmas, but now...
Now, everybody just calls her Chrissy. C-H-R-I-S-S-Y.
Oh, now, C-H-R-I-S-S-Y.
My mother says it's a good thing I wasn't born in June, because then I'd be named after Father's Day, and when my dad introduced me, he'd say, "Meet my daughter, Father."
Understand, she's had a head injury.
Chrissy, would you excuse me for a minute? Be right back.
Oh, Janet. Oh. I just found Dr. Todd's.
Oh, hello again.
Hello.
How's Chrissy?
Well, I don't really know yet. The headache and the other symptoms mm-hmm. could be due to an inner ear disturbance. That would be relatively good news.
And the bad news?
Well, it's going to take more tests and pictures and maybe even a brain scan to find out.
Well, what else could it be?
A cranial hemorrhage or clot? There is a possibility, and that could be very bad.
How bad?
The worst.
It's late, Jenna. Why don't you try to get some sleep?
How could I sleep? Chrissy's in the hospital. We don't know how bad it is. No way.
I'll make some nice warm milk. That'll do it.
No, Jack, that's not going to do it. Nothing's going to make me shut my eyes tonight.
How about some nice scotch tape over your eyelids?
Jack, I know you're just trying to lighten up the mood, but it won't work. I'm scared.
Janet? Remember, the doctor said it's just a possibility. That's all.
Well, that's enough. I mean, that's quite enough. Gosh, Chrissy isn't just my roommate. She's my kid sister. She's my biggest aggravation. And she's the sweetest bubblehead that ever was my best friend.
Janet, Chrissy's gonna be fine.
She better be, or I'm gonna break her neck.
That sounds like something Chrissy might have said.
Yeah. You know, I'd give anything to hear one of her dumb stories right now.
Me too. Or her. Janet. Oh, come on, Janet. Try not to cry. That's not gonna do Chrissy any good now, okay?
Yeah, you're right, Jack. You're right. I'm sorry.
But you don't have to laugh.
I don't know why, but I was just thinking about the time that the telephone man came to put in our push-button phone.
Oh, yeah, and he asked Chrissy if she wanted an extension.
Yeah. And she said, no, thank you. We'll pay for it now. Right. Oh, gosh, but the really funny part was when he said, look, do you want a 20-foot or a 10-foot cord?
Yeah, she said, no, a 2-foot cord will be fine. It only has to reach up to my ear.
Yeah.
Oh, she was really something.
Was?
Is.
Oh. Yeah.
I can't believe I said that.
Jack, she is going to be okay, isn't she,
yes,
Jack?
Sure.
Now, you tell me. No fooling.
She's going to be okay. Somebody always watches out for kids like Chrissy.
They do? Well, in that case, if you have any favors coming, Jack, you ask for them now, okay?
I already have, Janet. I already have. I'll get it.
I know it's late.
Good thinking, Mr. Furley.
Now, hold on a minute. I finally remembered why I came up here before. It's really nothing, and I know I probably shouldn't even be bothering you at this hour.
Right again.
But you can't blame me for forgetting after seeing what I saw and you getting mad at me and all.
Mr. Furley, what you saw was not what you thought it was.
What else could it have been? There you were, carrying Chrissy, heading for the bedroom, wearing that frilly little half-nighty. I mean... She was wearing it. You weren't.
Furley, for your information, Chrissy is in Seaport Hospital.
Seaport Hospital?
Yeah, she fell down and she hit her head. And there's complications and there's maybe even worse. And see, Jack was just trying to make her go in and rest. That's what you saw.
Chrissy's in the hospital?
Yeah.
And we won't know the test results until morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. The poor kid. Is there anything I can do?
Well, you can tell us why you came up here.
Oh, yeah. I'm so upset I forgot again.
The test came back negative and the x-ray showed nothing. You're fine.
Well, I could have told you that and I wouldn't have charged you anything.
Here's the second breakfast you ordered.
Oh, thank you.
Chrissy, you shouldn't eat all that.
You ought to thank me for getting rid of this hospital food before any sick people eat it.
There was no answer when I called your roommates. They must have left already.
Oh, okay. Thanks a lot.
Well, they won't mind when they hear the good news.
Are you sure I'm okay? I'm not going to fall on my face somewhere?
No.
Not even when I trip?
Oh, yes, of course, when you trip. And when you get my bill. That's my little joke. Yes, well, the dizziness was caused by an inner ear disturbance, but I can say definitely that now you're perfectly normal.
Well, you must be a great doctor, because I never was before.
Oh, Chrissy, you're some character.
You know what I was thinking last night, Doctor?
I can hardly wait to hear.
Well, I was lying here last night, and I was thinking how practical God was when he made us.
How do you mean?
Well, for instance, take our ears. Not only are they good to hear from, they're in the perfect place for holding up our glasses.
I can't argue with that.
And he gave us not 9, not 11, but 10 fingers, which is the perfect amount for counting on. Isn't it wonderful that he put our arms on top of our hands?
I beg your pardon.
Well, if it weren't for our arms, our hands would hang from our shoulders. Like... we won't be able to scratch our backs.
Are you joking, Janet?
Yes. Is there any news about Chrissy Snow?
I tried to call. The doctor better tell you. He's with her now.
Oh, thank you. Oh. Doctor, how's Chrissy?
Oh, she can go at any time.
She can go?
Any time?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Does Chrissy know?
Yes, I just told her. Oh, I'm going to miss that girl.
Hi, Chrissy.
Gosh, we're glad to see you, too. Did you talk to the doctor?
Yes.
Then you know?
Yeah. How do you feel?
Oh, fine. The not knowing was the worst part of it. Oh, Chrissy! I'm sorry. Hey, how are you guys? You've been so terrific through all of this.
Chrissy, you shouldn't be thinking about us now.
Oh, yeah. You know, as long as I live, I'll never forget how super you both were. Chrissy, is there anything that you want? I mean, anything.
You name it.
Well, before I go, I would like to go around and say goodbye to all the nurses. They made it lots easier. Oh, sure, honey. Oh, Jack. Well, it's almost over. No more hospitals. No more worrying about me. Soon this will all just be a memory. What's wrong?
Just something in my eye.
Chrissy, did the doctor say... When what? When you'd be going. He said around noon. You know, I wish this weren't a hospital. I'd just love to shoot off some firecrackers. Really go out with a bang.
Oh, Excuse me.
Me too. I'll be right back.
Are you guys, what's the matter with you guys?
Jack, why does it always have to happen to the good ones?
I have never seen anybody so brave. We're going to have to be brave for Chrissy, okay? Can you pull yourself together?
I got here as quickly as I could. I brought these for Chrissy.
Oh, I'm sure she'll appreciate them.
Yeah, the nurse told me about Chrissy. Make sure these go with her.
You're worried about what happens to the flowers?
Well, sure, there's no sense in leaving them behind. Oh, and if you wrap things up here by 12, you won't have to pay for another day.
The money isn't important.
You mean she's covered by insurance?
Mr. Furley, please stop talking about things like that.
Well, it doesn't hurt to be a little practical.
Will you just drop it? The important thing is Chrissy. We want to spend every moment we can with her.
Well, fine. But when it's all over here, you can take her home, prop her up on a sofa with some pillows, and stare at her all day. It won't cost you a cent.
Choke this man. I'm gonna put my hands around the man's neck.
What's the matter with you guys? Oh, Mr. Furley.
Chrissy, best wishes.
Oh, thank you. They're so lovely.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Chrissy, you should be back in bed.
Why? I have to get dressed, so I'll be ready to leave.
Leave? You can't leave, Chrissy. You're supposed to be Carrie.
Are you still here, Chrissy? Hospitals are only for sick people.
Well, yes, but you know,
this girl is the funniest patient I've ever had. She had me laughing so hard I was crying.
You mean she's all right?
All right. If all my patients were like her, I'd be out of business. Well, have a nice trip home. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, doctor. Thank you.
I'll call a cab.
Thanks.
What's the matter?
Oh, everything is all right.
You're well, Chrissy, you're well. Oh, Chrissy, you're well.
Of course I'm well. What are you so excited about?
Oh, well, you see, we thought... Well, we thought that we'd lost you. Where?
When? Janet thought it was forever. You should have seen her last night. Bananas.
No.
She acted like it was the end.
No, it was him.
Me?
I didn't. It was him. You know, he was a nervous wreck, Chrissy. But you know me. I'm the calm one. I'm always very calm. I knew in my heart every...
Janet, the clown.
Janet?
She's passed out.
Oh, Janet,
Wait, let me put her in your bed, Chrissy. Come here.
I called a cat.
Don't you ever stop.
Jack, you come help me with the dishes?
Oh, sure.
I'll get it. Mr. Furley, come on in.
Hi, Chrissy. Well, I finally remembered what it is I've been coming up here to tell you.
Oh, yeah? What?
Oh, the rent is 10 days overdue. But don't you worry about it. After what you kids have been through, you can just forget about it.
Oh, thank you.
Until tomorrow.
Three's Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.